Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pick and Pop podcast in association with Pick and Roll and Zoom TV. I'm Christopher Tyler, and on the phone with me for the first time in a few weeks is Damien Arsenis from pickandroll.com.au. Damien, welcome back to the show.
All good, mate.
And you finally have time for us again.
Yeah, I have time, and it's timely because there's been so much action, so much stuff going on in the world of basketball, particularly involving Australians across the globe.
And the NBA started last week, which is where we want to start off with. Plenty of Australians in action in the NBA. We've got a whole bunch of guys that we're keen to touch on. But the guy that we first wanted to touch on has really impressed, and that's Patty Mills, your boy.
Oh, Patty has been exceptional. You know, he's had a really hot start to the season. He managed to get a start, and he took the opportunity with both hands, racking up 18 points. And he followed that up with another 18 again, as the Spurs have opened the season really well. Obviously had a little hiccup in their last game, but really, Patty Mills has been outshining Tony Parker right now, and there's been a lot of people already calling for, well, Patty should be getting the share of the minutes, if not starting over him. So, yeah, Patty's been doing well, and then Dele's been doing Dele things, you know, dishing out dimes and setting up some of those really athletic Bucks teammates that he's got there. And today we saw Dante Exum pour in 10 points in 20-odd minutes off the bench in a Jazz win over the winless Mavs.
So Thon Maker's another guy that we wanted to touch on as well. This is a guy who was selected in the lottery, went a lot higher than I think a lot of people were expecting him to go. He had a lot of hype surrounding him coming into the season, especially after his Summer League performance. Hasn't really blown the doors off just yet. I think he might have only registered one rebound the other day, but it's still very early days for a guy who's very raw but very athletic, and I think a lot of people are still excited to see what he can produce once the season starts to come along a little bit.
Oh, look, exactly right. Early days for him. He's a rookie. He's probably going to have to bide some of his time on the bench, but in a couple of minutes he got a rebound. And you know, the Bucks are a pretty good team this year as well, with Dele running the...
They're fun to watch, yeah.
Fun to watch, got a lot of athletic guys, particularly in Thon's position. So he'll have to work his way into the roster or rely on some injuries.
And we'll change it. We'll move our attention to the local league, the NBL, whereas it's still a very, very tight league, Damo. We're 4 or 5 weeks in, and we still haven't really determined the standout team from everyone else at the moment.
No, we haven't, although there's one team that is really starting to find their groove, and that's the talent-laden Sydney Kings. And obviously Sydney added Steve Blake to their roster over the weekend as well, former NBA player and veteran, and Brad Newley's really lifted his game. He's really turned back the clock after playing in Europe for so many years. The former NBL Rookie of the Year has just been outstanding for the Kings, and they're on a bit of a streak. They've added so much talent. And look, one of the things you touched on around the evenness of the NBL this year is, you know, if you look at trying to rank the teams from week to week, it's nearly like we're really having to flip the ladder over on its sides. We're talking about Cairns not being any good and going to hold up the ladder. Well, guess what? Cairns are winning. Cairns are winning now, and they've moved back up towards the pointy end of the ladder now. So it's just such an even competition, and you know, we've got some really, really good players to look out. And of course, you know, some of these other teams like Melbourne and others are just trying to find their way at the moment. But really exciting competition so far this season, and it just goes to show anyone can win on their night.
And Luke Sicari, who has filled in for you for the past couple of weeks, writes an article for the Pick and Roll website every week where he does his power rankings, his NBL power rankings. So he ranks the entire team. So if you want to read his entire power rankings each week, you can head to pickandroll.com.au, which has a whole bunch of terrific content, Damo, as it always has. That you talk about NBA, NBL, and Europe as well, which we're going to touch on now.
We certainly are. And from the men's side, it's certainly a very different look this year because the likes of Alex Marich and Brad Newley at Sydney and David Anderson coming back to Melbourne United. This year, it's sort of the new gen, next gen, so to speak, making their way in Europe. And we've talked a lot about Brock Modem last season, and he's still really doing well. Ben Madgen's made the move across to Lithuania, and he's been starring as well. But there's one new guy from the NBL that's made his way over there, and that's Clint Steindl. Clint Steindl has been outstanding. He's playing for the Leuven Bears in Belgium.
Another St Mary's guy,
yeah, that's right. And he's been absolutely lighting it up from downtown. In his last game, he had 20-odd points, 4 or 5 from downtown. And in his opening game, I think he hit something like 6 or 7 three-pointers as well. So he's been on target and really doing really well. But the ones that have probably been starring the most and really catching the eye of everyone is our Aussie females over in Europe. They have absolutely been outstanding. And unlike last season where we only had a handful of players over there, this year we've got a host of players and a host of either current or former Opals over there making their way. And their EuroLeague season just kicked off. We've got three Aussies in that. We've got Kayla George, Nat Hurst and Rachel Jarry, and they're all doing really well. But over the last week, you just have to look at some of the performances that they've been doing as well. Tess Madgen's been racking up 20-odd points here and there. She's playing in Poland. You've got Steph Talbot is a walking near triple-double. She's been starring alongside Nicole Seacamp. They're playing on the same team together in Poland. They've been outstanding. You've got Abby Bishop's just made an impact with her first games with Carbs over there, and she's scored 21 points in her opening game. Then you throw in the likes of Kayla George has been doing well. You're throwing Beck Allens with Good Angels Kosice. I think that's how you say it. She had a 22-point game this week. So there's a host of Aussies over there absolutely starring.
But there's also a lot of Aussie talent here in the WNBL. And you, Damo, last week made your debut as a caller for the WNBL. How did that go?
It went well. I managed to get the late call in to help out with the Dandenong Rangers and Bendigo Spirit game, which was an outstanding game. I lucked out there, a very high-scoring game, and the Bendigo Spirit were just and have been outstanding. They've got weapons everywhere. Not only have they got Kelsey Griffin, who's outstanding, Nio, their new import, is just one of the most athletic players in the league. Then you throw in the likes of Ashley Caratiana, who's returned from college, and a host of others on that team. They've got weapons everywhere. They're deep, they're physical, and they just shot the lights out. And they had a great weekend. They backed up with a win against the running premiers in Townsville, and they're headed up towards the top of the ladder. And it's a bit of a logjam up there. We've seen Dandenong up there. We've seen the Melbourne Boomers up there, and Bendigo's back there. So it's a really entertaining season, and arguably we've got more talent in that competition than we've ever seen before.
And two of those teams that you mentioned in Dandenong and the Boomers played on Monday night, and it was a ripping affair as well. It came down to the last couple of seconds.
It did, and a lot of controversy in there too, with a three-point attempt by Dandenong being allowed when many at the venue, and now that's been confirmed, it should have been a shot clock violation. So very controversial win in the end, but it was a win that Dandenong will get to keep.
Now, you and I, Damo, we love our college basketball, and we're not going to spend too much time on this episode talking about college basketball. We're going to do it next week when it's really towards the start of the season, so we're going to be looking a lot more in-depth into it next week. But we just wanted to mention that there's an article on the pickandroll.com.au website where you list your preseason first team and second team for the Aussies playing in college basketball. So if anyone wants to check that out, once again, we will be talking about it in a little bit more detail next week, but it is up on the website there. There is plenty of names that, if you're even a casual fan of Aussie hoops in college, you should know most of these names already. So make sure you go check it out and have a look at some of these guys that you should be looking out for this coming season in college. And the women's article should be up later tonight, you said, Damo?
That's right. The women's article will be up as well, and we can talk more college hoops next week. But, you know, it's a really exciting time for Australian basketball. Not only have we got the guys in the NBA and over in Europe, and that's the women as well that have been repping us both in the WNBA, back home in the WNBL, the NBL. It's only timely that Basketball Australia have announced and confirmed that they're actually launching a bid for the 2023 FIBA World Cup now. Imagine that, having the best players in the world coming down under to Australia to take on the best. And I just think that's an exciting thing. I'm glad that Basketball Australia have pushed forward with that. Up against some stiff competition, having said all that. But look, at the end of the day, that would be an absolute boon for Australian basketball. And that, you know, we're looking at a golden era here for Australia. So we could be seeing a mature, the NBA vet team with the likes of Dante Exum, Ben Simmons, Son Maker, and a host of the current Aussies, Boomers that have been playing, the likes of Patty Mills and co, and Delhi could be at the back end of their careers. It could be something absolutely phenomenal.
pickandroll.com.au is the place to find it, as well as on Twitter at pickandrollau. And everyone can follow you personally on Twitter as well, at Damien Arsenis, and me at Christos Tyler. Damo, thank you for your time, mate. We'll chat next week, and we'll be previewing the college basketball season, which will be fascinating stuff.
It's exciting times again. Speak soon.